It's not like we haven't heard it before.
And we will vote on these two bills. It is my hope that we will be able to proceed civilly and with decorum and with respect for one another.
Hope away.
Read the next bill.
By Senator Bradley, Senate Bill 4C, a bill to be entitled an act relating to independent special districts.
Yes, independent special districts for Disney, because all of a sudden the left loves them some unlimited power of corporate entities.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Yeah, another... I guess it's not an insurrection, right? We don't need to call the DOJ with the Democrats trying to prevent a peaceful vote in the Florida State House. Ron DeSantis signed the bill that simply says Disney's not its own city, state, country, or county. They're a company. And the left all of a sudden wants the return of company towns that Disney would just own outright because they love unfettered, unlimited corporate power, just so long as that corporate power is grooming children and promoting sexual immorality. Then they love them some unlimited corporate power, just as long as it's used to confuse kids about their sexuality and about their biological sex. And it's being used to destroy the nuclear family rather than build it up. Then, yes, then by goodness gracious, yeah, we love ourselves some unlimited corporate power. And this is the perfect tie-in for a new partnership that we've created on the program. And this one came straight out of our heritage with the greatest talk show host who ever lived and ever shall live, Rush Limbaugh, American Financing. I'm going to tell you about this later, but they are the perfect antidote to this. They are a family-owned mortgage banker. It started with a family and $5,000 on their credit card in their basement. And all these years later, they just persist in being a family-owned company. I'll tell you about these guys later, but it is phenomenal that this is just an extension of this heritage we have with Rush. God rest them. So that was it. That's Florida. This was the House. They're passing the bill that DeSantis went on and signed.
And we will vote on these two bills. It is my hope that we will be able to proceed civilly and with decorum and with respect for one another. Read the next bill.
By Senator Bradley, Senate Bill 4C, a bill to be entitled an act relating to independent special districts.
The silence comes. They turn off their mics for a second. I shortened the silence. Listen to these people.
Representative Fine, you're recognized to explain your bill.
He's smirking, by the way.
It seems as Mickey and Minnie have joined us in the chamber today. That said, this is the bill that we discussed yesterday.
Members, we will either go into structured debate or we will call the previous question.
Yeah, wonder what will happen.
Representative Renner, you're recognized for a motion.
Here, Mr. Speaker, I move the previous question on the bill.
Representative Renner moves the previous question on the bill. This motion is not debatable and requires a majority vote. All in favor say aye. All opposed, no. Show the bill. Show if motion passes. We will now proceed to call the previous question.
Listen to that lady. This is
the clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 4C. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine. Announce the vote.
70 yeas, 38 nays.
Show the bill passes.
It passes. And DeSantis signed it. And all it does is say that Disney has to live under the laws of the state of Florida. That's all it does. They no longer get to have their own laws. That's all it does. And here is the lesson for Republicans. Shiny shoes. and professional Republicans. There's your lesson on a temporal basis. On a godly basis, there's lessons all over the place. Isaiah 10:33. See, the Lord Almighty will lop off the boughs with great power. The lofty trees will be felled. The tall ones will be brought low. Disney loses its ability to act like its own country, its own city, its own state. There's your lesson, shiny shoes. Are you watching? I doubt it. Guys, this is the model, or at least one of the models on how we, yes. And you remember that phrase used to drive people nuts, take America back from who? Well, from the people who are destroying the nuclear family, confusing kids about their sexuality, stealing free speech, creating the literal installation of actual fascism, not the pretend kind. This is the actual fascism where countries and companies become one. And well, not countries, but governments and companies become one. It's right there. This, you can see the shrieking. You can't make this company follow laws. What are you doing? So that's a model called lawfare. You use laws to, well, fight back. And this is being criticized. Even so-called conservatives are criticizing this. What Disney said is, we're going to overturn the laws passed by the people's legislature and signed by the people's governor. People meaning legitimately voted in. And not everyone in Florida agrees with that. Okay, fine. We are a representative democracy. So Disney says, no, we're going to use our heft and our money, and we're going to threaten and cajole and to overturn this. And so DeSantis says, oh, okay, sweet, do that. And then you want to overturn our laws? Then you can live under our laws. And the suggestions from people on the left is, that's it, Disney should leave Florida. Yes, they should take their 25,000 acres with them to rebuild that theme park. Would cost $9 or $10 billion. Yes, yes, yes. Disney should do that. Disney's stock is down by 3/4. That just lopped off 3/4 of their market capitalization. Lopped off. That's an interesting phrase. The Lord Almighty will lop off the boughs with great power. The lofty trees will be felled. The tall ones will be brought low. Netflix last week, 3/4 of its market cap. Bye bye. And okay, yep, there are men doing this, men and women who are fighting this battle. But what have we been saying since we began the podcast, that the Lord is revealing all this? We thought Disney, well, many people didn't, but a lot of people thought Disney was still a family or family friendly company. It's the opposite of that. But this is the model, and it doesn't need to just be Disney. This is the model. This is where we're at in America in terms of pursuing getting the country back from the people who are trying to do all the things I just described, including, and you think this is over? There are people who think this is over. They're unaware, apparently, and we'll talk about this next hour, that all this is happening and 27 nations being moved into a single nation towards the end of having a single government. The EU has announced that all 27 of its nations will have to install injection passports. But wait a minute, I thought the COVID was over. No. We've been saying on the program forever the COVID's not over. So to take our country back from those people who want to install that here, and are doing it through digital driver's licenses. It's the same and different approach. We can use the same approach DeSantis has used in the state of Florida to stop this. And if DeSantis is who DeSantis is acting like, that is a guy unafraid to take on big, powerful companies, perhaps he's the guy who will extend this model to take on big, powerful fascists. We'll talk about this later, because this is very, very funny. In fact, no, that's next hour. Stelter, you know, obviously Brian Stelter, CNN. He defended. He said it's unclear if CNN Plus failing in 30 days was actually a failure. Hey, listen, I've had failed radio shows. Candy, Mike, and Todd failed. And it was set for failure. I should have listened to people like Jason Rantz who said, what are you doing? And I've talked before about what was I doing. I've described why I did that show, why I tried that. And I'm so thankful that you guys took me back after that miserable experiment. But it was miserable. I've explained why it failed. CNN Plus failed. And Stelter's claiming it didn't. I bring that up because I believe the last guest on CNN Plus was a guy who needs the same treatment as Disney just got. With his partners, see, the sexual left and Big Pharma love Disney, the party. I keep saying it, media, tech, pharma and finance, academia, and the bureaucracies, the official deep states. They're all behind this. It's always the same actors, different stages. Disney is serving Big Pharma by getting kids into getting sexually transmitted diseases, by having them, you know, start having their orgies in seventh grade. Disney is serving Big Pharma by getting kids shot up with wrong sex injections, wrong sex hormones. And this is what happens when you get so incestuous on all these corporate boards and government and back and forth. You leave government, you go to corporate entities. And it used to be that the left didn't like this stuff. So the Fauci, and if you've not seen the pictures of this, it's people say, how can you defend calling him a psychopath, Fauci? Because he's a psychopath. Because psychopaths have their offices filled with pictures of themselves. It's not just his home office where he's got that huge painting of himself. It's this other office he was in that's got the walls filled with pictures of himself and bobbleheads of himself. He was apparently the last guest on CNN Plus.
Both surprised and disappointed, because those types of things really are the purview of the CDC. This is a public health issue. And for a court to come in, and if you look at the rationale for that, it really is not particularly firm. And we are concerned about that, about courts getting involved in things that are unequivocally public health decisions. I mean, this is a CDC issue. It should not have been a court issue. So we're hoping that the inevitable increase in cases which we're seeing are not going to be associated with an increase in hospitalizations. So all of these dynamic things going on at the same time, it was perfectly logical for the CDC to say, wait a minute, we were planning on ending this mandate on a certain date. Let's wait a period of time until May 3rd, which was a very sound public health decision. So for a court to come in and interfere in that is really unfortunate. It's unfortunate because it's against public health principles, number one. And number two is because that's no place for the courts to do that. This is a CDC decision, and that's very bad precedent when you have courts making a decision and looking at what the basis of the decision was. It was not sound.
Does this sound familiar? That should sound familiar. That's Tony Fauci saying the CDC stands above the nation's governing system. The CDC doesn't have to respond to the courts. The CDC stands above the president. It stands above the Congress. That's in his duplicitous, lying, and yeah, I'm going to say it, psychopathic head. It's in the party's head. It's in their modus operandi for everything. They don't need to be beholden to the law at all. It's across the board. Harvard can ban Asian men and women from getting in. They get to do that. It's blatant racism, but they get to do it because the party is flipping society, because the party wants to show some people you don't have to follow the laws. You don't have to follow decorum. Your morality gets to be different from everybody else's, and we're going to enforce it by law. You have states and cities, like, and Biden was out in Seattle. I'll tell you later this week about what actually happened out there and what the party did to make it. Where he went is important to understand, Biden. But there's an example there. Cartels have free reign. Sex trafficking is legalized, decriminalized. Drug use is decriminalized in contravention of all federal law. They brag about letting illegal immigrants stay in contravention of federal law. It's right there. It's across the board. That's the Fauci. But it's across the board with these guys. Jen Psaki brags. Yeah. We give. We go to social media and say, take that down. The Surgeon General, so-called, warning social media companies, you're going to take stuff down, or I'm going to use the power of the Surgeon General's office to go after you. The Surgeon General should have no power at all. He shouldn't. It's a position that shouldn't exist, but does. That's the same dynamic. If we had godly men and women, they would recognize this for what it is. It is biblical level corruption. If we had actual conservatives, they would recognize Fauci as saying, I'm not only science itself, I am governance itself. I am the end and the beginning of government. I am the alpha and the omega of government. Nothing else can touch me. That's the status Disney had in Florida. That's gone. You don't think that the Republicans could run against Tony Fauci? He's despised. Yeah, I understand that many, many Democrats worship him. But many, many, many Democrats, far more people at this point, distrust him. And we have two Republicans who will go against this guy. The dismantling of the party is modeled by DeSantis. Follow the law. You are not an island. Follow the law. Government, follow the law. You don't get to ban language. You don't get to extend that to social media companies. Fauci can do this because he has given his people special privileges. Well, he hasn't. The Congress erred in giving the pharma companies the waiver of all waivers. They produce products that they know are going to kill people and maim people and injure people forever. Well, death is obviously permanent in terms of the body, not the soul, and ultimately, of course, restored and glorified bodies. They have the Disney status blown out entirely. They can kill people, injure people, produce drugs that are useless, force people to take them, and they never, ever, ever bear responsibility. How can we not just simply explain this? Why? Because they're bought. To me, what this proves about DeSantis is, at least in this case, he's unbuyable and unafraid of big money. Because there's no business model here. There's no business model taken on Disney. There's no political profit. There's no profit motive. There's no big donors who are going to come to him having done this. The party is filled with big donors. That's one of our problems. The Bible speaks so often about bribery and how God abhors bribery. It speaks so often about financial malfeasance and the misuse of financial resources. Oh, you know how we feel about being careful with finances and being good stewards of God's money. And that's just, man, this show, I feel like this was spirit-led that this would be today that we announced this new partnership. I couldn't be more happy about this. This comes straight out of our heritage with the great Rush Limbaugh, God rest him. American Financing is a family-owned national mortgage banker. It's been helping people for 20 years. Family-owned to this day. When I learned the story about these guys, and I chatted with them last week for the first time, and I've heard about them for years, of course, because I listened to EIB for years. I used to hear the ads when I would fill in for the Baja. And to get to chat with them about this company that began, guys, it started with a married couple and $5,000 in a credit card. And it's 20 years later and they're still family owned. And they are absolutely the real deal. They can help people save up to $1,000 a month. By my math, that's $12,000 a year. Plus tens of thousands of savings, of dollars of savings in the long run. All right, so opinions, well, those are ours and Rush's. There's the A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. There's 6,700-plus Google reviews, and they're stellar reviews. These guys never charge, not ever. Hidden fees or upfront fees. Some lenders will want $500 so you can qualify. They work evenings and weekends because they want to meet your schedule. The mortgage consultants, they don't earn commissions. Oh, they stay with the company for a very, very long time because it's a great place to work. But they're about getting you what you need. And right now is a time for a refinance like maybe has never existed before. Interest rates are competitive, but they cannot last. So when you get with these guys, you're going to talk to a salary-based mortgage expert with this family-owned company. They can help you pay off high-interest debt, whether you need it or it's your money. And if you need money to fund a large expense, like if it's worth looking at your home. Equity's on the rise, and it can be accessed for cash for things that you need to pay off debt, fund the home renovation. Right? You can lower your payments, shorten your term. And with American Financing, you could save up to $1,000 a month, and they have great flexibility because they're family owned. Great flexibility, meaning listening to you as an individual, not as a number. All right, so stop overpaying for your mortgage. Take advantage of a free mortgage review from these guys. Here's how to make this all happen. Call them at 866-887-2275. That's 866-887-2275 or visit them at AmericanFinancing.org. Hear the .org? AmericanFinancing.org. NMLS 182334. NMLS Access. Pardon me, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. I could not be more thrilled. And I want to thank the people at American Financing, by the way, for taking the time to tell me about their company. A great, absolutely great American success story. So very happy about this. See the anecdote? You see the comparison? Still family owned. And you take this back and you compare that to these shrieking people on behalf of Disney, who was literally not following the laws of the state of Florida because they became too big for the laws. So Fauci needs to have, they need to have, the CDC needs to be dissolved. It needs to make sure that it is now. Understand, Tony, that your organization works under the auspices of the rest of the federal government, the tricameral system. You are paper pushers. You are bureaucrats. That's all you are. You want to call yourself a doctor? Fine. You earned that degree. You're not a doctor. You stopped being a doctor when you started harming people for money. Pharma needs to have the same treatment. They need to have their waivers taken away tomorrow. But of course, that would admit, that would cause the Republicans to have to admit that Pfizer's not our buddies. Well, how about a little bit of evidence for this? Now, there's some speculation in this article, but the theory is very, very solid. There's a link to this. You can read it on your own. You can be the judge. And the writer, in fact, Igor Chudov, says, look, I would like to be proven wrong. He writes in his Substack, in 2021, vaccination of infants massively decreased in Florida due to vaccine hesitancy. Along with decrease in childhood vaccinations, all-cause infant mortality also massively decreased in a perfect lockstep. As parents stopped getting their kids injected, all-cause mortality of infants dropped in lockstep, side by side. And Ego writes, the changes are very significant, can be considered an unintended experiment. Say what? What I found is that in 2021, parents of newborns in Florida were much more vaccine hesitant for reasons obvious to my readers, and therefore childhood vaccinations decreased from 93.4% previously to only 79.3% in 2021. During that same time, all-cause infant mortality under 1 year of age in Florida also decreased by 8.93%. Both changes are huge. Now, you could do a lot of study on this, and they should do more study on this. Igor just simply looked up the numbers. Since nobody looked up the numbers, I decided to look them up myself. After an hour on DuckDuckGoing, I found two web pages with relevant numbers, an assessment of immunization coverage levels in two-year-old children, and Florida deaths by age 2021. The numbers size right up. You would have a curious Center for Disease Control that was actually about protecting lives and stopping disease. They would say, oh, well, this is really curious. We should look into this because we have the opportunity to save a bunch of infant lives. But that's not going to happen because they don't bear any consequences if this, in fact, turns out to be tied to the injections. And by the way, it wouldn't just be the COVID injections. Parents simply didn't want to go get their kids injected with any of this stuff because they stopped trusting the so-called public health officials, which everybody should do. Everybody should stop trusting them. Beginning with anybody who wants to call themselves a leader. They've shown themselves to be completely untrustworthy. This is where this our responsibility as truth speakers comes into this. And the party has done a brilliant, brilliant job of shaming people into even questioning vaccines, actual vaccines. Now, I got to tell you, my wife has been all over this for years. She saw the COVID hoax, response hoax coming the minute it came out. Because my wife has studied Big Pharma for I've talked about it. The fact that, you know, we've had interactions with Big Pharma in our family because of antidepressants and our trip through the world of teen mental health. So my wife knows more about drug interactions than most doctors. And I'm not saying that as a guess. I've witnessed it. I've been in the room with my wife where she says, no, actually, no, there is a negative interaction between those two drugs, and doctors going, I don't think so. Yeah, actually, there is. If you look, there actually is. And she's right. So the job that we have as truth tellers is to recognize where we have been shamed into not trusting our gut instincts. For instance, working in Seattle radio, I remember when all of a sudden we were to be fearful of measles. And I've talked about this on the podcast before. All of a sudden, every story and every newscast led with measles. And then one day I looked up measles and measles deaths. And there was nothing there. There was no increased mortality. I thought certainly kids are dying from this. They weren't. There was no increase. In fact, there'd been a slight decrease. And so I went to the newsroom. I said, why are we doing all the measles stories? And one of the newsroom employees told me, why? Well, our public health officials have told us this is absolutely vital. There are people who are not getting their children vaccinated. This could lead to a global pandemic, a resurgence in measles. Then it's our public health authorities, and that's our job. That's what they've told us to do, and that's our job. I remember talking about it on the air on that failed radio program. And I remember my two so-called co-hosts. One was a co-host, Mike. I remember them turning to me saying, you don't doubt vaccinations, do you? You don't doubt vaccinations? Do you doubt vaccinations? Are you saying you're anti-vax? And I allowed myself to be shamed. I moderated my gut feeling. My gut feeling was, this is made up. Not measles. Measles exist, certainly. But this is a made-up panic. What are we peddling? Why are we trying to scare people all of a sudden about measles again? That's what I should have said. No, listen, I'm not questioning the drugs. I didn't have enough evidence to question the drugs. No, what I'm questioning is, why are all of a sudden the coordinated hit? Why are we being told to dance this way? The other thing that must absolutely get the DeSantis treatment is the relationship between so-called public health and media. Why does the media take everything that the so-called public health officials say is sacrosanct? They have got to have accountability at that level. We should have access to every email. I've said this a billion times. The emails that public health officials send to media should live in the cloud. We should be able to go read them anytime we want to see them. Well, in fact, this should be the case with all government emails not related to national security or active criminal cases. We should have access to every single email sent between every single representative and every single bureaucracy. The media and us should be allowed to go to the cloud and look at that stuff whenever the feeling strikes us. We're bored at home. What am I going to do? Oh, you know what? I'm going to go look up the communications between the FDA and ABC News affiliates. Why? I'm bored. Curious what they're saying. In a functioning republic, those emails belong to us. See, the DeSantis treatment on this extends just beyond lawfare. It goes to common sense. Whose emails are they? They're ours. Well, they're Tony Fauci's. No, they're not. No, those are our computers. He works for us. We're the bosses. We get to look at all his emails, period. And it extends beyond just the Fauci. I'll get to that in just a second. It extends far beyond that. Another weekend, another just flood of people signing up for Bone Frog Coffee. And I got the cool, man, I'm shaming myself. I have to find this email. I'll find it this week so I can give thanks to the listener who did this. One of our listeners is not a coffee drinker. Now that's a problem, and I'm going to call him and we'll get this all straightened out, because something's deeply, deeply wrong with you if you don't drink coffee. So I'll go through some counseling, maybe some hypnotism. But he wants to support Bone Frog Coffee at bonefrog.us because he wants to support the show, because he wants to support a veteran-owned company that's not going to run from their values, like that other company that, oh, Second Amendment, only sometimes. So God Country Team is not negotiable. So what are up to Bone Frog? And the founder, CEO, Tim Cruickshank, 25-year Navy veteran and a Navy SEAL. So our listener decided to buy 5 subscription plans for his friends and family who love coffee. Now, at some point or another, you think they're going to take over the payments. I think he said he bought them a year subscription to Bone Frog. You can do that at bonefrog.us. And I have yet to have, and please send me a note. Like if you're the one who tried Bone Frog and you didn't dig it, send me a note. Because I'm starting to get suspicious that people are just loving the coffee because they appreciate the program. I love the coffee because I love the coffee. It's developed, it's available in all the delivery methods you would want. It's the espresso beans. It's just normal beans. It's drip. It's French press. It's K-Cup. It's all of that. And you're the only group of people who gets this. A 5% lifetime discount on a subscription at bonefrog.us. It's got to be at bonefrog.us. Lifetime. Lifetime 5% discount on subscriptions for coffee. And I'll track that email down. Give proper thanks to that listener for doing that. This has to extend into the schools. It absolutely has to extend into the schools. The DeSantis treatment. Unions, government unions are immoral, and they should be dissolved. And I'll tell you, for government employees, and here's why. Because government unions are not negotiating with the people who pay the bills. That's not what's going on. Government unions are negotiating with people they pay. That's perverse. We are the ones who pay the bills. The negotiations should be through us. Well, it's the people's representatives. No, it's not. The National Labor Relations Board is not the people's representatives. They're a bureaucracy that operates outside of the law. Well, Congress gave them that power. Yes, Congress made the biggest mistake, one of the biggest mistakes in history, by letting groups like that make law. And unless Congress overturns that law in 30 days, it becomes law. That needs to be flipped immediately. Congress needs to go back to making the laws. Never again a bureaucracy. In a rational world, we would be the ones negotiating with government unions. Furthermore, there is no need for government unions. Government is the only place where there are no recessions, no depressions. You sign up when you're 24, out of college, you have a job for life. You're going to get paid to not work for the rest of your life after your 20 years. It is a pretend world. It is the capital versus the districts. It's a pretend world that exists only for government employees. And this goes back to us speaking truth. I'll get to that in a second. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. We'll get to that in a second. This is Randi Weingarten. She is the boss lady of the National Education Association. Listen to this.
Same. It's this notion. And look, we've been very lucky in America, and we in some ways live in a bubble for a long time.
Uh-huh.
This is propaganda.
Yep.
This is misinformation.
What? I'll tell you
this. This is the way in which wars start. This is the way in which hatred starts.
That woman was talking about the Disney bill. The way wars start is by making corporate entities follow the law. That's the way wars start in that woman's head. Now, what she's saying is start the war. That's what she's saying. Hey, let's get the war going. Why is there no war? I want me a war. Why? So they can teach kids perversity and immorality. That's why. The unions, where are the Republicans running against the teachers' union? You think there's not a bunch of teachers who want to be freed from this? I watched it happen. I watched when the Freedom Foundation gained freedom for teachers to leave these unions, and they fled. But they no longer had to pay dues. They stopped paying dues. You don't think there's teachers who would love the air cover? Guys, I know there's teachers who don't want to teach this trash. I know that they'd flee for the air cover. I know that they would. But they're not getting any. And the air cover offer is this. Leave your unions. Where are Republican office holders reminding teachers they do not have to pay union dues? Where is a national ad campaign from the Republican National Committee? You don't have to pay your dues. You don't have to join the unions anymore. Where are the big donors paying for this? See, they don't understand how this stuff all interlocks. They don't understand that the teachers union is as just as deep state as the CDC. It's just as immoral. And yet, what were we seeing? We are seeing and watching. You know what's bringing down the left? Words. No shots fired. Thank the Lord Almighty. No violence. Words. Why? 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Words. Godly words. There are men and women. God created men and women. Created man in his image. Man and woman. Male and female. God's word. Sexual union outside of marriage, as defined by a marriage between a man and a woman, is against God's law. To teach little ones to put a wedge between them and Christ is going to put a millstone around your neck. Actually, you would have wanted the millstone around your neck instead of what you're going to get by doing that. God's law. If we will, in fact, speak God's name and word into this, the power is going to shift our way in a magnificent sense, because right now it's only being hinted at. Because shiny shoes do not feel comfortable with the word of God. They are afraid to quote it, just like I was afraid to say, yeah, you know what? Now that they're going to push people into taking these injections because they're scaring people about measles and there's no increase in death. In fact, there's a slight decrease in death. Yeah, I don't trust it anymore. Yeah, you're right. Yep, I no longer trust these medications, because if they have to be pushed through lies and intimidation and fear, yeah, you know what? Actually, I don't trust the measles meds anymore. I'm going to look into them. We have to speak truth, but also multiply it with the word of God. You know what? The Lord likes to hear us repeat his words. He likes to hear us repeat his words. He really, really does. Hey, the body that God designed for us, it's not necessarily meant to eat the things that we are eating. So a lot of weight gain is not necessarily people's fault. And people's bodies are very, very different. This is one of the keys to SOTA weight loss, S-O-T-A, weightloss.com. If you see lots and lots of ads, lose this much weight this quickly, just run away from that. If that's their pitch, if that's purely their pitch. Certainly, there are side-by-side pictures at SOTAweightloss.com. Check them out. Those are genuine. Go read the stories of people who've lost anywhere from 20 to 150 to 250 pounds. Those are genuine. But when someone says, you will do this, and they haven't met you, they don't know what they're talking about. All bodies are very, very different. Some people are gaining fat. I don't know one reason that many people gain fat? Processed foods. It doesn't harm other people. Some people gain fat because they drink too much diet soda. I said diet soda. Ah, truthfully, that's not the effect on other people. See, a big major secret about why SOTA weight loss is so successful is because when you call them, you will get your own nutritionist when you sign up. That nutritionist will grow to understand how your body works and the trigger foods that cause your body to maintain fat. That's going to be for you specifically. And as you begin to lose weight and they begin to understand your body, then they can tell you, here's how quickly you are going to lose the weight. Here's the pace at which you go so that the weight you lose is a sustainable amount of unwanted fat being dropped from your body. Unwanted flab being jettisoned. All bodies are different. That's why all relationships with soda are different. That's why you have your own nutritionist. It's sodaweightloss.com, S-O-T-A. It stands for state of the art. Why? Because they're the state of the art. SOTAweightloss.com, sodaweightloss.com. So Joe Biden made his way on out to the separate country of Washington State. And this was during the same week that Joe Biden got utterly, completely confused. Reporter asked him about Title 42. That's they intend to open up our borders at the same time. And, oh, we'll talk about this. Trust me. At the same time as there's a series of utterly suspicious fires at food processing centers, at the same time as the railroads are being told don't ship fertilizer, at the same time as Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are monopolizing farmland, at the same time as the people who run Joe Biden are paying farmers to not farm, at the same time as we're being told there's a global famine along the way, at the same time as they are setting up all the circumstances required to have the West, including the United States, go through a period of famine, at the same time they intend to completely and fully open the borders of the United States of America because, of course, illegal immigrants don't have to follow the laws. Like Disney, like pharma, don't have to follow the laws. Like teachers don't want to have to follow the laws. So they're going to throw open the borders. So Title 42 is just that. Do we detain people at the border because of the COVID? Do we use Title 42? Biden's people, of course, are telling Joe Biden to do away with that. A reporter asks Biden about that, but Biden's dementia wants to talk about something else.
President, on Title 42, sir, are you considering delaying lifting Title 42?
No, what I'm considering is continuing to hear from first of all, there's going to be an appeal by the Justice Department, because as a matter of principle, we want to be able to be in a position where if, in fact, it is strongly concluded by the scientists that we need Title 42, that we be able to do that. But there has been no decision on extending Title 42. Thank you.
Mr. President, you're talking about masks. He's talking about masks. He is utterly demented. Had no idea what he was saying. So they sent him out to the separate country of Washington State. And here's what happened. This is an actual reporter, Jonathan Cho, who was fired, he says, from Como News for going to a Proud Boys rally and filming it. He also spoke the word Antifa. He also retweeted Andy Ngo. At that point, I knew Jonathan Cho was on his way out. I thought he was planning to get fired. Here he asks the dictator of Washington State a question about these sex trafficking and drug camps all along the highways.
Governor, President Biden will also likely see a lot of the homeless encampments along the highways as he comes into Seattle. What is the latest on that? What's being done about all the homeless encampments along the highways?
Well, fortunately, our legislature has taken real action on this. We've generated about $800 million to make sure that people are not living in squalor along our highways, including $8 million for the State Department of Transportation. So there is a rapid movement now to get folks out of this squalor into shelters, into private settings. The mayor has been very aggressive on this. You're seeing changes in Seattle quite rapidly, and we've got to accelerate this pace. This is not acceptable in the state of Washington to people living in unhygienic conditions in our parks, on our right-of-ways, and we are going to move that needle rapidly. And I'm pleased to tell you the legislature gave us the resources to get that job done. People expect it to get done. It's going to get done.
It's getting done because of words. It's getting done because people are speaking the truth. It's getting done temporarily. Because the people who have done this to our cities hate America. They hate you. They hate freedom. And most profoundly, they themselves are their own gods, including that dictator, Jay Inslee. This has never been about money. King County, in which Seattle sits, spends about $1 billion all in per year. That includes everything. And I'm happy to go through the numbers with you. So when Biden and his dementia went to Seattle, yes, in one day, the camps disappeared along his route. In one day. He went to Auburn, Washington, which is really beautiful. That's why he went to Auburn, Washington. Because the background was to be forest and trees. Now, the fact that they are not, in fact, trees indigenous to Washington state, most of them, it was not just evergreen trees, many trees that are not indigenous. We'll skip that part. We'll skip the part that they went there to celebrate the environment. Want to know who has a better environmental record than the dictator of Washington state? The state of Oklahoma has a better record at cutting carbon, if you believe that carbon is, in fact, a problem. You know who never achieved a single one of his so-called carbon reduction goals? The dictator of Washington state. Want to know who's had absolute power over Washington state for 2 out of 4 years? Well, in fact, power politically, both houses. He owns the Supreme Court, the governor's office. Him, that dictator, has had it. He was not able to achieve any of his environmental goals because they're not goals. They're things to talk about. And it goes right back to the party. Who's telling us that Jay Inslee, the dictator of Washington state, is the environmental governor? Oh, academia, media, tech, pharma, finance. What are one of the dangers of shellfish in Washington state, particularly close into the cities? You're ingesting heroin. Want to know one of the dangers of eating salmon out of Puget Sound close into the cities? You're ingesting heroin. How? Because in the cities being ruined by the party, people urinate and defecate on the streets and it washes down into Puget Sound. So they did away with the camps for just a little while. But according to my friends who are along the parade routes, not the parade routes, but the driving routes, they didn't do away with the smell. Why did Joe Biden's and his dementia go to Auburn, Washington? It's beautiful. It also doesn't stink of human excrement. That's the party. We speak truth. And the more often we use God's word in the speaking of truth, the less successful dictators like that will be. This is the Todd Herman Show. We appreciate you. Please go be well, be strong, be kind, and speak the word of God into our arguments.